The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith, and you are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported by various sources. Well, a gigantic pair of red lips appeared on the video board inside Bank of America Stadium in Uptown Charlotte Monday afternoon. And though it was only accompanied by the words, "Miss you," it's not difficult to guess what the real message is. The Rolling Stones will be at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte this summer. The date set? Wednesday, July 1st. Similar teasers for the new Stones tour went up in other cities across the country around the same time, including Tampa Bay, Florida, Louisville, Kentucky, and Austin, Texas, to name just a few. The band was last in Charlotte on October 21st, 2005. By the way, for those keeping score at home, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are now both 76 years old. Ronnie Wood is 72. And Charlie Watts is the old-timer at 78. Other big concerts on the way to Bank of America Stadium this year: Billy Joel, April 18th, Garth Brooks, May 2nd, and Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts will perform on July 11th. Again, the Rolling Stones at Bank of America Stadium in Uptown Charlotte, Wednesday, July 1st. All right, let's take a look at the universities in the area and some of the entertainment they have going on, starting with NC State. Saturday, February 15th, it's Shauna Tucker. North Carolina has a rich musical heritage, and pioneering artists like Shauna are keeping this lineage alive. She's performing at Titmus Theater, two performances, one at 5 and the other at 8 o'clock. And I mention the times because they're different than the usual stuff. All events are at Stewart Theater and the various performing venues there, and most of the time shows start at 7. Of course, the first two I have are other times. Sunday, February 16th, it's the faculty recital with Olga Kleinkina on piano at 4. Tuesday, February 25th, the NC State Jazz Orchestra and NC State Jazz Lab Band perform together. Friday, February 28th, Yamato, the drummers of Japan. Their motto is, "Go anywhere if invited, and make the world a little more happy." Thursday, March 5th, NC State University, the Wind Ensemble at 7. Thursday and Friday, March 19 and 20, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. This is the project's annual spring concert. This year, the concert will feature a diverse range of dance styles, including Afro-Cuban, Latin, modern, and tap, performances at 8 o'clock each night. Sunday, March 22nd, it's Kid Stuff, Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia. This enchanting troupe returns to bring us Eric Carle's classic tale of transition, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Using the magic of black light and fanciful puppets, this inventive theater company brings the beloved story to life in a blaze of color. Recommended for curious and creative minds ages 3 to 8 and their families. Again, the Stewart Theater, and the performance starts at 3 o'clock. Thursday, March 26th, is L.A. Theater Works performing 7. Seven game-changing female playwrights take on the true stories of seven remarkable women from seven countries across the globe who faced seemingly insurmountable odds to create heroic change. Friday, March 27th, NC State University, the Spring Choir Concert at 7. Saturday, March 28th, Mu Beta Psi's A Cappella Fest. That starts at 7. Thursday and Friday, April 2nd and 3rd, the State Dance Company Concert, nationally acclaimed by the American College Dance Festival Association. The NC State Dance Company will perform a distinguished collection of modern dance for its annual concert, 8 o'clock, both nights. All right, moving over to UNC Chapel Hill and Carolina Performing Arts. Programs start at 7:30 unless noted. And by the way, this is the 15th anniversary season. Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, February. Let me start that all over again, as long as I messed it all up. This is Carolina Performing Arts once again. Wednesday and Thursday, February 19 and 20, as one, a chamber opera. There is Hannah before and there is Hannah after. In As One, two voices share the part of a sole transgender protagonist, tracing Hannah's experiences from her youth in a small town to her college years. Performances are at Current Art Space and Studio, 7:30 both nights. Saturday, February 22nd, Maria Schneider Orchestra, evocative, majestic, heart-stoppingly gorgeous. These are a few of the phrases used to describe Maria Schneider's music. It's at Memorial Hall, 8 o'clock. Tuesday, February 25th, Isabel Leonard with the UNC Symphony Orchestra, acclaimed mezzo-soprano and host of the Metropolitan Opera broadcast. Miss Leonard returns to perform with the award-winning UNC Symphony Orchestra. This is at Memorial Hall. Thursday, March 5th, Meredith Monk and Vocal Ensemble, Cellular Songs Concert. In this concert version of revolutionary American artist Meredith Monk's latest music theater work, she shares her genius in discovery and innovation. Once again, this is at Memorial Hall. Monday, March 16th, Carolina Performing Arts, Mecklet, poet, singer, songwriter, composer, fierce performer, Ethiopian-born Mecklet is all these things and more, and you'll see at Memorial Hall. Thursday and Friday, March 19 and 20, Home, created by Jeff Sobel. If home is not a place, what is it? In Home, a house is conjured on stage as if from nothing. Residents move in, move out, get evicted, burn it down, loot it, rent it, remodel it, get married, get divorced, age, die in it, and haunt it, all in a dreamlike blending of space and time. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30 on Thursday, 8 o'clock on Friday. Tuesday, March 28th, Mitsuko Uchida and Mailer Chamber Orchestra. A legendary pianist and Mozart interpreter, Uchida returns to Chapel Hill with the Mailer Chamber Orchestra for their second performance together. This is at Memorial Hall. Friday, March 27th, it's Melissa Aldana, Visions for Frida Kahlo. In a new work inspired by Frida Kahlo, Chilean jazz saxophonist Melissa Aldana pays homage to the groundbreaking artist. Memorial Hall at 8 o'clock. Moving on to Duke performances at, of course, Duke University. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, February 14th, Joshua Redman's Still Dreaming. Since the 90s, Redman has regularly challenged contemporary jazz's fluid narratives as a prolific bandleader and sideman, releasing acclaimed recordings that convey his admiration for the improvisational tradition. Redman is teamed with Ron Miles, Scott Colley, and Dave King at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, February 15 and 16, American Ballet Theater Studio Company with Stephanie Batten-Bland, Rubenstein Arts Center at Vonderhaden Studio Theater. There are two performances each day, Saturday at 6 and 8, Sunday 3 and 5. Saturday, February 15th, Academy for Early Music Berlin, short name ACMUS. Founded in East Berlin in 1982, ACMUS has grown in artistic reputation over the decades, and this performance offers a panoramic concert of its specialty, music of the 17th and 18th centuries. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, February 22nd, Duke performances, Le Ballet Trocadero de Monte Carlo. Now, this group has its own tagline, the world's foremost all-male comic ballet company. Affectionately known as the Trocs, the company is a small but stalwart corps de ballet that has been dragging the classical ballet canon since the mid-1970s. The event is held at Carolina Theater of Durham. Again, that's Saturday, February 22nd. Thursday, February 27th, Nawalangas, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. The Gnawa blended their own traditions with native religious beliefs, just as displaced sub-Saharan West Africans did in the Americas, and healing music was created for private use. This is at Motorco Music Hall. Friday, February 28th, it's Y Oak. Join. For over a decade, Jen Wassner and Andy Stack have collaborated under the moniker Y Oak, a band known for forging an audacious creative path, that from NPR Music. The concert is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday through Friday, March 4th through the 6th, world premiere, Layla McCalla, breaking the thermometer to hide the fever. Since departing the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops to pursue a solo career, Haitian-American artist Layla McCalla continues to make distinctive and relevant music that rightfully demands one's attention. The performance is at Rubenstein Arts Center at Vonderhaden Studio Theater. Friday, March 6th, it's Canticleer, Faith of Our Fathers Vocal Ensemble Series, now in its 41st year. I think I brought this up once before. Actually, the name can be pronounced either way, so I'll give you them both. Chanticleer or Canticleer remains at the vanguard of choral ensemble excellence in America, Baldwin Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, March 13th through the 15th, it's Belcha Quartet, Beethoven Cycle, Chamber Arts Series at Duke University in honor of the 250th anniversary of Beethoven's birth. Duke performances for the first time in collaboration with the Chamber Arts Society of Durham proudly offers six concerts of the complete cycle of Beethoven's quartets. They will, a longtime audience favorite here, the Belcha Quartet undertakes to give us one half of Beethoven's output in this genre over the course of three concerts in a weekend. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, March 21st, Imani Wins and Corey Smythe on piano, Revolutionary, a.k.a. the Civil Rights Project. Imani Wins has never shied from activism. From its very founding, the ensemble has been dedicated to expanding the Wind Quintet repertoire, exploring non-European musical traditions, and recruiting culturally and racially diverse collaborators. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, checking the local scene in Carytown events. Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, it's in its 20th season. Of course, performances are at Cary Arts Center, and they start at 7:30. Saturday, February 15th, it's Catapult, the Amazing Magic of Shadow Dance. An America's Got Talent finalist, Catapult is a magical production that features incredible dancers who work behind a screen to create shadow silhouettes of shapes from the world around us. Friday, April 3rd, it is Semi-Toned, is one of the UK's leading male a cappella sensations and champions of BBC Two's The Choir. The Marvelous Music Family Series. All shows are held at the Cary Arts Center. Sunday, February 16th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Around the World. Music from various countries around the world can sound so different from what we're used to. Join Triangle Wind Ensemble for a musical tour across the globe. And that starts at 4. Sunday, March 8th, Marvelous Music Family Series, Jeff Boyer presents Fun with Energy. Boyer shows kids that energy is what makes our world work by performing activities that illustrate the laws and forces that govern the world around us. His performance starts at 4. Saturday, April 4th, Opera Express presents The Ugly Duckling. This is the story of a young duckling as it navigates being different and discovering its place on the farm. The performance starts at 11 a.m. Triangle's Got Talent 2020. This is Saturday, March 28th, 6 to 9 at the Cary Theater. Audition signups for 2020 are already underway. Auditions only for middle and high school students. Fringe of Paige Walker Herb Fest, set for May 2nd, that's a Saturday, of course, 9 to 1 at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. By the way, the Pimento Cheese Festival is back. It's set for June 6th. Cary's Academy Street with food trucks, beer, wine, and cheese sculpting. Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival coming up in April. It's a Saturday, the 25th, at Bond Metro Park from 9 to 5. That's events in Cary. All right, Apex Town Events, Alley Cultural Arts Center. Classical Concert Series, Sunday at 3 on March 15th. Golden Strings with Chamber Music for Flute and Strings. And the Jazz Live Concert Series on Saturday, March 14th at 7:30, Chicago vocalist Denise Thimes. Saturday, February 15th, the LOVE Show. Enjoy the best love songs and love-themed entertainment performed by the best rising star talent as you go on a journey through all the wonderful aspects of love. Performances at 3 and 7. Saturday, February 29th, Bring History Alive, Harriet Tubman. It is one thing to read about people and events in history books, quite another to attend an interactive, live, dramatic presentation about famous women in American history, such as Harriet Tubman. Humanist, scout, spy. This enslaved woman committed foot bail and for approximately 12 years became one of the most prolific conductors of the Underground Railroad. This performance is by Carolyn Evans. Saturday, March 7th, Triangle Youth Ensemble. This ensemble is part of the Philharmonic Association in Raleigh, which has grown since 1988 to include three jazz big bands, three full symphonic orchestras, two string orchestras, and several chamber ensembles, serving 500 young musicians a year. Concert starts at 7:30. Then on Saturday, March 21st, the Snow White Variety Show, presented by Raleigh Little Theater's Players to Go. This show has all the fun of just about every TV show genre you can imagine and is jam-packed into this wild and fast-paced comedy. The curtain goes up at 2 o'clock. All right, here's the rundown for the next few weeks at the Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, February 15th, it is Winter Jam 2020, Christian music's premier multi-artist annual outing. Sunday, February 16th, Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival, featuring Mike Epps, Gary Owen, DC Youngfly, Country Wayne, and Tommy Davidson. Saturday, February 29th, Greensboro Coliseum, Lauren Daigle World Tour. Sunday, March 1st, Post Malone Runaway Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, March 4th through the 8th, it's the 2020 ACC Women's Basketball Tournament. Then Friday through Sunday, March 20th through the 22nd, it is the 2020 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Friday, March 27th, the ever-popular Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, March 28th, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour. Thursday through Monday, April 2nd through the 6th, Cirque du Soleil presents OVO. And a couple of other ones that have been added to the list. Saturday, April 18th, Aventura. Sunday, May 17th, Kane Brown, the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. Wednesday, July 29th, Justin Bieber. Monday, August 17th, funny man Jim Gaffigan. Then at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, we have Friday, February 21st, Mark Anthony, Opus Tour. Friday, March 6th, Sturgill Simpson, a good-looking tour with special guest Tyler Childers. Sunday, March 8th, Nick Cannon presents MTV Wild and Out Live. Saturday, March 14th, Martin Lawrence. Wednesday, March 18th, Michael Bublé. Friday, March 27th, the Millennium Tour 2020. Sunday, March 29th, the Harlem Globetrotters. All right, if you're looking for a few laughs, let's look at the calendars. One for Raleigh Improv. Thursday through Sunday, February 13th through the 16th, it's Ms. Pat. Thursday, February 20th, Kev on Stage, Slightly Problematic. Friday and Saturday, February 21 and 22, Rob Schneider. Thursday, February 27th, Dustin Nickerson. Friday through Sunday, February 28th through March 1st, Corey Holcomb. Thursday through Saturday, March 5 through 7, it's Greg Berendt. Friday through Sunday, March 6th through the 8th, Lisa Traeger. And Friday and Saturday, March 13 and 14, it is Cheryl Underwood, and all shows are 18+. Now to look at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, February 13th through the 15th, Beth Stelling. Thursday through Saturday, February 20th through the 22nd, Bobcat Goldthwait. Saturday, February 22nd, Eric Newman. Thursday through Saturday, February 27th through the 29th, Yamanika Saunders. Thursday through Saturday, March 5th through the 7th, John Doerr. Thursday through Saturday, March 12th through the 14th, Well-Read Comedy Tour. Thursday through Friday, March 19th through the 21st. Brian Posen coming up in the last weekend in March. Jason Mewes, Jeremy Essig, and Nick Coletti. And once again, all shows are 18+. The Brick Universe Lego Fan Convention returns to Raleigh this year for year number 6. It's March 7 and 8. To say this event is popular is an understatement. It sold out in 2019. Takes place at the Raleigh Convention Center and offers lots of hands-on building, massive displays, creative experiences, a challenge zone, meet and greet with Lego celebrities, and lots of other activities. Again, the Lego Convention, March 7th and 8th at the Raleigh Convention Center. The Land of Oz theme park in North Carolina's mountains announced its 2020 event dates. The theme park, which is on Beach Mountain, opened in 1970 but closed a decade later. And it's no longer open year-round, but it still opens each year for special events. It has hosted Autumn at Oz annually for more than 20 years to celebrate the anniversary of the film The Wizard of Oz. This year, which is the 50th anniversary of the park's opening, the festival will be held over 2 weeks in the fall. Guests will be able to attend September 11th through the 13th, and September 18th through the 20th. The park will also offer its Journey with Dorothy event over the summer. Again, the dates, September 11th through the 13th and the 18th through the 20th. Guests will be able to take part in the interactive experience June 12th, 19th, and 26th, and July 2nd. And third, and that wraps it up for this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.